بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. رؤيته صلى الله عليه وسلم المرأة التي كانت تنظف المسجد في الجنة بعد أن ماتت. وأخرج الطبراني عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن امرأة كانت تلقط القذى من المسجد فتوفيت، فلم يؤذن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بدفنها، فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا ماتت لكم ميت فآذنوني. وصلى عليها وقال: إني رأيتها في الجنة تلقط القذى من المسجد. قصته صلى الله عليه وسلم مع أصحابه الذين جلسوا يذكرون الله تعالى في المسجد. وأخرج مسلم عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال: خرج معاوية رضي الله تعالى عنه على حلقة في المسجد فقال: ما أجلسكم؟ قالوا: جلسنا نذكر الله. قال: الله ما أجلسكم إلا ذاك؟ قالوا: ما أجلسنا إلا ذاك. قال: أما إني لم أستحلفكم تهمة لكم، وما كان أحد بمنزلتي من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أقل عنه حديثا مني. إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خرج على حلقة من أصحابه فقال: ما أجلسكم؟ قالوا: جلسنا نذكر الله ونحمده على ما هدانا للإسلام ومن به علينا. فقال: الله ما أجلسكم إلا ذاك؟ قالوا: الله ما أجلسنا إلا ذاك. قال: أما إني لم أستحلفكم تهمة لكم، ولكنه أتاني جبريل فأخبرني أن الله يباهي بكم الملائكة. كذا في رياض الصالحين. Respected brothers, the one two incidents that we have read are from the chapter which Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has devoted with regards to aspects pertaining to the abadi of masjid and the importance that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attached to the masjid, the amal of masjid, and the ihtimam that the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously having learned from Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they attached to the masjid. One of the fundamental objectives and aspects of this work of Dawat and Tabligh is to once again bring the Ummah onto that level that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the Ummah on in Masjid in Madinah Munawwara at the time of his demise. Where to put it, to sum it up, the lives of the Sahaba Ikram revolved around the Masjid. The masjid was the center point, the masjid was the focal point. And we find that our elders, they describe the masjid. They say that the masjid is the heart. If the heart is healthy and strong, then the whole body will be strong. Likewise, if the ummah's link and attachment with the masjid is strong, then automatically every aspect and every branch of deen will come alive. The deen of the marketplace is linked to the deen of the masjid. This is why Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Suqul Muslimina ka masajidi. He would say the bazaars of Medina were like the masjid. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, baqaida, he would leave the masjid and he would walk through the bazaar of Medina and see the type of trade that is occurring, and he would impart the necessary knowledge and directive with regards to how that trade should be occurring. And it is mentioned about Umar radiallahu ta'ala during his khilafat, that he would go into the bazaar of Medina, and if he found a person trading contrary to Shariat, then he would insist that that business be stopped, such a person go into the masjid, learn the amal and learn the masail pertaining to that particular form of trade before he was allowed to trade. This emphasis of masjid is one of the khususiyat and one of the special attributes of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The previous ummahs, this level of ihtimam for jamaat salah, for gathering in the masjid, etc., This was not there. Particularly in this ummah. This has been enjoined. And we find that our elders now, Allah Ta'ala has opened upon their hearts this reality. That whatever problems are facing the ummah globally today, whatever problems are facing the ummah globally, the solution is in once again this ummah attaching itself to the masjid. In simple layman's terms, what we call kalima namaz, kalima namaz, kalima namaz, iman and the ihtimam of salah. You'll get enlightened thinkers, contemporary thinkers putting forward these ideas that the solution lies in military, scientific, technological advancement, government, army, schools, education, universities, all these various theories you'll hear. But the fact of the matter is, if you weigh all these theories in the light of Quran and Hadith, weigh it in the light of the ulum that reached us from the Arsh of Allah through the agency of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, is that all these theories and ideas have no basis in Quran and Hadith. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in fact, the ummah that is spoken about most in the Quran, the ummah that is spoken about most in the Quran is the ummah of Musa alayhi salam. Of the 30 juz in the Quran, 28 juz, 28 paras of the Quran, Allah makes mention of Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel. What is the reason for that? Multitudes of reasons, but we have to take ibrat and lesson from that qawm and that nation. To such an extent that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whatever came upon the Bani Israel will come upon my ummah. He said, my ummah will follow that ummah. It comes in the riwayat, hadwan na'li bin na'al. Hadwan na'li bin na'al, this is an Arabic expression denoting emphasis. For example, you can follow behind somebody. Then you can make mubalagha. Mubalagha in this sense, that you can emphasize your following to the point where you put your foot in the same spot that that person put his foot. This is hadwan na'li bin na'al. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ummah will follow the Bani Israel to such an extent. He said, to such an extent that if someone in the Bani Israel commits incest with his own mother, someone in my ummah will do that also. To that extent, this ummah will follow that ummah. We look at the plight of the Bani Israel. Pharaoh was slaughtering their male children, enslaving their females. They were being persecuted and tortured on an unprecedented scale. They had no respect and dignity. They had lost all their rights. They had no military might or strength. At that time, Allah Ta'ala sends Musa alayhi salam to the Bani Israel and to Firaun. If we look through Quran and we summarize what was the primary effort of Musa alayhi salam that he made upon the Bani Israel, as a result of which Allah restored their dignity and honor. Allah freed them from the tyranny of Firaun. Allah elevated them. Allah Ta'ala gave them tamkeen on this earth. What was the root of it? One expression in Quran where Allah Ta'ala on the tongue of Musa alayhi salam says to the Bani Israel, اِجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُ السَّلَاةِ اِجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُ السَّلَاةِ. The crux of this, the same what is being said today, kalima namaz. They were commanded that make every home a masjid. Introduce the muzakara of iman in every home and establish salah. Make every home a masjid. The same principle that applied to that qawm applies to this ummah also. Ka'batullah, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna awwala bayti wudhi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi Bakkata mubarakan wa hudan lil alamin. The first house of Allah on this earth was the masjid. And what was the purpose of that masjid? Quran tells us, Inna awwala bayt wudhi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi Bakkata. That house which was in Makkah, mubarakan, it was blessed. What was the object? Hudal lil alameen, hidayat for the entire alam. Establishment of amal of masjid in this is the raz and secret of hidayat. That hidayat will spread to the entire world if the masjid is alive, if the masjid is abad. This is why when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left Makkah Mukarramah and he went on hijrat, what was his first stop at Quba? Mashhur, famous, the more reliable riwayat was that he stopped at Quba for 14 days. There is even one narration where he stopped for 4 days only. It's mentioned only 4 days. The more correct one is 14 days, 2 weeks. What did he do in Quba? The camel of Rasulullah ﷺ was standing. He instructed Abu Bakr, move the camel. Camel refused to move. Instructed Umar radiallahu anhu, move the camel. The camel refused to move. Instructed Ali radiallahu anhu, move the camel. When Ali went close, the camel became irritated. It almost attacked. Ali ran back. Refused to move. Refused to budge. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has commanded this camel. There is a message. A masjid has to be established on the spot. La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa. That masjid, Allah ta'ala says, the foundation was on taqwa, the masjid of Quba. Imagine only 2 weeks, first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, established masjid in Quba. He went to Madina Munawwara, he established a masjid in Madina Munawwara. Ulama say, what is this establishment of masjid? It is creating a wiring. A wiring with Kaabatullah. With Kaabatullah in Makkah Mukarramah. And whatever promises of Allah Ta'ala, this is a lengthy bahas, no time to go into the details. But very briefly, those promises of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala which were attached to Kaabatullah, once the link is created, the same promises will apply to wherever the masjid is on the surface of the earth. Allah Ta'ala, when Kaabatullah was in danger, Allah Ta'ala sent the ababil, birds from the heavens, with torpedoes, little pebbles. And Allah Ta'ala destroyed the army of Abraha. Why? Because the masjid was in danger, the hidden help of Allah came. When the parvarish and sustenance of Ismail alayhi salam was required, Allah Ta'ala in the precincts of Kaabatullah brought about Zamzam. The thamarat and barakat of the whole world was directed to that place. From this we learn that with amal of masjid is not just preservation of iman. It's the protection of Allah, sustenance of the ummah, barakat and blessings of the heavens and the earth, the risk and the provisions for the ummah. Every one of these things is linked to masjid and establishment of amal of masjid. When we talk of amal of masjid, abadi of masjid, what are we talking about? It's not the product or the brainchild of some alim or some institution or some markaz. No. The amal we are talking about are the same amal that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established in Masjid al-Nabawi in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And while we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh in our masajid, every one of these amal that our elders are telling us to do, my respected brothers, if we go through this chapter, there's no time to go into the details, but on our own infiradi, if we read, we will see how directly these things were taken from the practice of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we cannot possibly overemphasize the importance that was attached to masjid, to the jamaat, to the ummah being linked. Sat Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatulil alameen. He was a mercy to humanity. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً. This ma and illa, when it comes together in one sentence, it creates a meaning of total exclusivity. We have sent you as nothing, 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 nothing but mercy, compassion, kindness. Yet, he was so upset by those who would not come to the masjid to make their salah. Allah's Rasul said, لَقَدْ هَمَمْتُ أَنْ أَمُرَ فِتْيَتِي فَيَجْمَعُ لِي حُزْمًا مِّنْ حَطَبٍ ثُمَّ آتِي قَوْمًا يُصَلُّونَ فِي بُيُوتِهِمْ فَأُحَرِّقُهَا عَلَيْهِمْ. He said, I wanted to order the youngsters to gather firewood. Then I would put somebody else on my musalla in Masjid al-Nabawi. Then I would go with that firewood and the youngsters and I would go through the streets of Medina. And find everyone that is not coming to the masjid to make his salah. And then it's mentioned in the riwayat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I would burn down those homes. Normally we translate it, that I will burn down those homes. But the words in the riwayat, أَفَأُحَرِّقُهَا عَلَيْهِمْ فَأُحَرِّقُهَا عَلَيْهِمْ. I will burn those homes down with them inside the house. To this extent, rahmatul lil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upset and hurt and affected by those of the ummah who would absent themselves from Jamaat Salah in the masjid. This is the type of emphasis that has been placed on masjid and abadi of masjid. Man alifal masjid alifahu Allah. The one who loves the masjid, Allah loves him. The one who loves the masjid, Allah loves him. This masjid is Allah's hukumat, it is Allah's kingdom. Here, whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whether you are black, whether you are white, you can be the king or a pauper. Whichever language you speak, whichever your social background, whatever your social status, in this house everyone is equal. It's not that the king stands, the millionaire stands in front and the pauper stands in the back, no. One Latifa, our elders tell us, amongst the students of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, very, very famous student was Abu Yusuf. His actual name was Muhammad. His father was what we call a dobi, a launderer. Simple background. How he became so famous? During the Khilafat of Harun Rashid. Harun Rashid was a Umayyad Khalifa, ruling almost three continents. One day he got angry with his wife. And he told his wife that if by daybreak, in other words by tomorrow morning you are in the kingdom of Harun Rashid, I give you three talaqs. Then he regretted. Nowadays that is what happens. You say talaq, 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 and then we regret. And normally when we regret, what happens? We start looking for fatwas, go around. You know, first thing what they say? They say, I said it in anger. As if anybody gives talaq when he's not angry. Saying I said gave talaq when I was angry is not an excuse. Before we get married, we should learn the masail of talaq. This is why our elders say, learn the masail of deen. Ask the ulama. That bullet, once it is fired, there's no taking it back. And we are not Christians. We don't follow the Trinity. One is three and three is one. No. Three is three. If three talaqs are given, you can go to whichever mufti you want. Nowadays what they do, they say one person, he gave three talaqs. Everyone said, bye, marriage is irrevocably broken down. So what he decided to do, he decided to go to a grand mufti. Where you give a grand and get a fatwa. So the grand mufti told him, you know what? Don't worry, your marriage is still intact. He said, how come? He says, you know when you gave talaq, you didn't pronounce the qaf. You said with a kaf. So you didn't say talaq, you said talaq. So it didn't fall. So when the real mufti heard about this, he said, tell him his nikah didn't take place also. Because they were qabil tuha, they also, he didn't say the kaf. But we find that unfortunately because of lack of deeni knowledge, these type of things take place. That was the time when deen would be practiced upon. Harun Rashid is ruling three continents. There's no Concorde jet. There's no aeroplane. Fastest means of conveyance was a fast horse or a camel. How was she going to leave three continents by the next morning? If you are in my kingdom by daybreak, three talaqs. Ulama are gathered. Each one says sorry. Khalifatul, they say Amir al-Mu'mini, nothing we can do. By tomorrow morning, the three talaqs will fall. So he asked a question, are any of the students of Abu Hanifa around? So they said, there is one student. Imam Abu Yusuf. Or like we said, Muhammad his name was. At that time he was a very simple person. His father was, like I said, his father was a dobi. So washed clothes for a living. So in any case, he summons him. I told my wife that if by daybreak tomorrow she is in the kingdom of Harun Rashid, three talaqs. Is there any way out for me? He said, yes. Other ulama are shocked. What do you mean there's a way out? He said, tell her to spend the night in the masjid. So that at daybreak tomorrow she is in the masjid, the talaqs will not fall. So they looked at him, where's the dalil, where's the proof? In Surah Jinn, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. The masjids belong to Allah. The masjids are not in the kingdom of any king. Masjid belongs to Malikul Muluk, the king of all kings, Allah. So at daybreak, if she is in the masjid, she will not be in the kingdom of Harun Rashid. and the talaqs will not fall. He became so happy by this response. It is mentioned historically, he commanded his treasurer to give Imam Abu Yusuf 100,000 dinars. And he appointed him as the chief Qadiul Qudat, the chief justice of his kingdom. This is what made Imam Abu Yusuf so famous, this particular incident. There's more detail to it. I'm not going into the details because time constraints. But this masjid is Allah's house. Buyuti fil ardil masajid. Buyuti fil ardil masajid. Hadith Qudsi. Allah Ta'ala says, my houses on this earth are the masjid. Ummaruha zuwaruha. Ummaruha zuwaruha. Those who will make the masjid abad are the visitors of the masjid. They are the guests. Whose guests? Allah says, the masjid is my house, so whose guests? Allah's guests. Those who will make the masjid abad are the guests of Allah. Then the same hadith, fatuba. Fatuba liman tatahhara fi baytihi. Allah Ta'ala says, mubarak, congratulations, mubarak, shabash, to the one who will make wudu at home. Then always I mention this, what it should have been. ثُمَّ خَرَجَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ ثُمَّ ذَهَبَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ ثُمَّ مَشَى إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. He made wudu, then he walked to the masjid, left for the masjid, approached the masjid, entered the masjid. But that is not what is found in the riwayat. What is found in the riwayat? Mubarak to that person who makes wudu at home. ثُمَّ زَارَنِي. Allah Ta'ala says, then he comes to visit me. Then he comes to visit Allah. فَحَقٌّ عَلَى الْمَزُورِ أَن يُكْرِمَ زَائِرَهُ. Then Allah, nothing is compulsory on Allah. Allah makes things compulsory on us. But look at the word of the hadith. Hadith Qudsi. Allah says, it is a right upon me. It is a right upon me that I have to honor my guest. Who are the guests of Allah? Those who will make the masjid abad. Now the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, inna lil masjidi otada. Inna lil masjidi otada. This word otad comes from the root word watad. In Arabic, watad means a peg. Sometimes ishtima time when you're putting a tent up, you got to knock that peg into the ground to keep the tent firm. What is the reason for this analogy? Something that is knocked in the ground, you cannot shake it. It won't fall easily. If you want to remove it, you literally have to make a lot of effort to pull it out. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in my ummah, there are some people that are like that. Their hearts are stuck to the masjid. You'll have to force them out of the masjid. Their heart revolves around the masjid. All these meanings are found in this analogy. Inna lil masjidi awtada. And what is their maqam? What is their status? Allahu Akbar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, al-malaikatu julasa'uhum. Al-malaikatu julasa'uhum. What it should have been. For those who are familiar with Arabic, it should have been hum julasa'ul malaika. It should have been hum julasa'ul malaika. They will be in the company of the malaika. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't say that. He said, al malaika tu julasa'uhum. This difference in the choice of words creates an ajib meaning. What meaning it creates, understand it by example. Sometimes you hear, MashaAllah, one sheikh or great alim or buzurg has come. So what we say, let us go and sit in the company of so-and-so buzurg. Let us go and sit in the company of so-and-so sheikh. We will benefit from him. This is what al-malaikatu julasa'uhum means. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in my ummah, there will be some people who will be the pegs of the masjid. The malaika say to one another, let us go and sit in the company of that person. Al-malaikatu julasa'uhum. In ghabu, iftaqaduhum. If he is missing, left the masjid for whatever reason, the malaika go and look for him. In kanu fi hajatin aanuhum. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if he left the masjid for whatever reason to do some work, then the malaika help him to finish that work so that he can quickly come back to the masjid. Wa in maridu aaduhum. And when he becomes sick, the malaika go to visit that person. Who? The person who makes the masjid abad. Abadi of masjid, it's not a small thing.
إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَعْتَادُ الْمَسْجِدْ فَشَهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you see someone making the masjid abad, then you give gawa and testimony he has iman. إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. Quran tells us, who will make the masjid abad? Abadi of masjid, who will make the masjid abad? مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. It is iman on Allah, and in this is ishara. In this is ishara, in these verses, in these ahadith, that the protection of my iman, your iman, and the iman of the ummah is in abadi of masjid. That if the ummah will make the masjid abad on a collective basis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect the iman of the ummah. One ajeeb hadith, Jalisul Masjid ala thalathi khisal. Jalisul Masjid ala thalathi khisal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, abadi of masjid is based on three things. The entire five amal of masjid are extracted from this hadith. Five amal of masjid are extracted from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, "Jalisul masjid ala thalathi qisal, akhun mustafad." Akhun mustafad means refers to the halakat of ta'lim that takes place in the masjid, where learning and teaching is taking place. One is benefiting the other. Someone doesn't know, the other one knows. He's teaching one another. Akhun mustafad. Kalimatu hikmah. Kalimatu hikmah refers to bayans. Collective bayans or infiradi dawat that takes place in the masjid. Oh, rahmatun muntadhara. Rahmatun muntadhara refers to infiradi amal. Dua, dhikrullah, khidmat, etc. So the five amal of masjid that our elders are emphasizing upon are taken from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jalisul masjid ala thalathi khisal. Akhun mustafad, kalimatu hikmah, or rahmatun muntadhara. Like I mentioned previously, this is not the brainchild of Maulana Ilyas or Nizamuddin or some institution. This is direct from Quran and Hadith, that this ummah has to link and attach itself to masjid. Hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says, Ahabbul ibadi ilayya, who are the beloved to Allah. Listen. Listen to the ears of iman. Ahabbul ibadi ilayya, who are the beloved of Allah. Al mutahabbuna bi jalali. Those who love one another for my sake. Al-Mashsha'una al-Ardi bin Nasiha. Those who walk the earth with the concern for humanity in their hearts. Al-Mashsha'una ilal Jama'at. Those who walk ala aqdamihim ilal Jama'at. Those who walk, walking Jama'at. Those who walk and meet people for the sake of Allah. Al-mu'allaqatu qulubuhum bil masjid. Their hearts are linked and attached to the masjid. Wal-mustaghfirina bil ashar. Wal-mustaghfirina bil ashar. And at the time of sehri, at tahajjud, you will find them on the musalla crying before Allah. Five sifat are mentioned in this hadith. These are the beloved of Allah who, they love one another for Allah's sake. They walk the earth with the pain of humanity in their hearts. They walk and meet the people for the sake of Allah. Their hearts are attached, their hearts are attached to the masjid. At the time of tahajjud, you will find them on the at the time of sehri, you will find them on the musalla before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making istighfar for themselves and the ummah. What is their maqam? Allah ta'ala says, فَإِذَا أَرَدْتُ إِنْزَالَ عَذَابٍ بِأَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ فَنَذَرْتُ إِلَيْهِمْ صَرَفْتُ الْعَذَابَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Allah says that if I decide azab for a locality, and there are a few people that are doing this, what is mentioned, these five things, Allah says, I remove my azab from that locality. I remove my azab from that locality. The salt of the earth are those that are keeping the masjid abad. This is what is averting calamities and disasters from this ummah. Otherwise, if you see the amal of the ummah today, the fact of the matter is, Bani Israel didn't fish on a Saturday. Or they started fishing on a Saturday. Allah made them, turn them into monkeys and pigs. Today which guna is not taking place? Which guna is not taking place? 95% of the ummah is away from the masjid. It is the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is this abadi of masjid that is keeping away the azab of Allah, the umumi azab from the ummah. Nevertheless, Just translate these one or two incidents. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentions that there was a woman who would clean the masjid. She would remove the dirt from the masjid in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She passed away. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not informed about it. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if any one of you passes away, inform me. So when he came to know about it, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed her janazah salah, sallallahu alaiha. And it is mentioned that at this particular juncture, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, the riwayat is in Mishkat Sharif, that inna hadhihi al-qubur mamlu'atun dhulma ala ahliha. Verily these graves are full with darkness for their residents. Wa inna allaha yunawwiruha lahum bi salati alayhim. Through my salah upon them, Allah Ta'ala lights up the grave. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, verily I saw this woman. In another riwayat, her name is mentioned, Umme Mihjan al-Thaqafi. Umme Mihjan al-Thaqafi, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I saw her in Jannat removing dirt from the masjid. Obviously, it doesn't literally mean she was removing dirt from the masjid, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because of this amal of cleaning the masjid, khidmat of the masjid, that maqam and status Allah Ta'ala gave her, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I saw her in Jannat. Next hadith we read, Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that once Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed by a halaqa, a group of people sitting in the masjid. So he asked them, what caused you people to sit here? So they said, we have gathered together to remember Allah. So Muawiyah said to them, do you swear an oath? Do you take Allah's name that definitely this is the reason why you have gathered, no other motivation? That this is the only reason you have gathered? They said, this is the only reason. Then Muawiyah radiallahu anhu went on to explain. He says, I did not ask you to take an oath because I doubted you or I was accusing you. And you will not find anyone who had my relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muawiyah was Katibul Wahi. Those few Sahaba that were actually the scribes of Wahi. He enjoyed great prominence with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said of all those that enjoyed my closeness with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no one that narrated fewer hadith from him than me. So in other words, why is Muawiyah radiallahu anhu saying this? For us to get more confidence in the authenticity of what he is about to say. I had so much of time and relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yet I wouldn't just narrate a hadith. I've narrated very few of his sayings. In fact, you will not find anyone that close that narrated so few. So take to heart what I'm about to tell you. Verily Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once entered the masjid and he found a group of his companions sitting. And he asked them, why are you sitting? They said, we are sitting to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to praise Him that Allah ta'ala has given us hidayat for Islam and Allah ta'ala has favored us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them, do you swear an oath upon Allah that this is the only reason why you are sitting? They said, Ya Rasulullah, we swear an oath upon Allah. This is the only reason, no other motivation. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I am not asking you. I did not ask you to swear an oath because I doubted the veracity of what you said. But Jibreel has just come and informed me. Jibreel has just come and informed me that right now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is boasting about you to His angels. Right now Allah is boasting about you to His angels. Groups that have gathered for abadi of masjid. One hadith, and on this I will terminate. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this hadith, mashallah, there's ajeeb fadilat and virtue for those who will make the masjid abad. This time brothers are in itikaf, mashallah. Many brothers spend time in the path of Allah Ta'ala during this Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. This is not so that we only do it in Ramadan. This is actually a training. A training for what we should be doing throughout the entire year. This is why our elders have shown us the five amal of masjid. Because through that, this link and attachment will take place with the masjid. Where the life, where the masjid becomes the focus, the focal point of one's life. Our elders say, go to shop and job from the masjid. go home from the masjid. Your heart and fikr and soul should be attached to the masjid. And it is the taqazas of the masjid that should be driving us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Masjidu Baytu Kulli Taqi. Ajib. Whenever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke of abadi of masjid, we find in the hadith the word bayt is used. What does bayt mean in Arabic? House, home. He said, the masjid is the house of every person with taqwa. Ramadan was given for taqwa. He said, the masjid is the house of every person with taqwa. In other words, he will make it his house. He will make the masjid abad who has taqwa. وَتَكَفَّلَ اللَّهُ وتكفل الله لمن كان المسجد بيته بالروح والرحمة والجواز على الصراط إلى رضوان الله وإلى الجنة. What is this وتكفل الله? تكفل الله, you put it in layman's terms, our terms. Someone tells you, you know what, go and do something or go somewhere and go and do one work for me, do one errand for me, go do something for me. And he says, listen, if you do it, I will give you this and this. I will pay you so much, or I will give you this gift. So, it's a prominent person. Sometimes, momentarily, because he has promised you so much, you doubt it. So what he tells you, he says, listen, you don't worry about anything. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. Come and demand it from me. Do this work of mine and demand it from me, I will give it to you. This is takaffal Allah. That Allah says, come and demand it from me. Allah says, I become your kafil. I guarantee you, I will give you this. If you will make the masjid abad, if you will make the masjid your home, if your life will revolve around the masjid, takaffal Allah liman kana al-masjidu baytahu. With what? What Allah guarantees you? One, Allah guarantees you His forgiveness. Allah guarantees you His mercy. Allah guarantees you His pleasure. Allah guarantees you that you will cross the sirat with the speed of lightning. Allah guarantees you that in akhirat you will meet the pleasure of Allah. And Allah guarantees you jannat. All this is guaranteed. Takaffal Allah. Allah says, I am your kafil. I am your guarantor. لِمَنْ كَانَ الْمَسْجِدُ بَيْتَهُ بِالرَّوْحِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَالْجِوَازِ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ إِلَى رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ وَإِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Jannat is yours, my pleasure is yours, my mercy is yours, akhirat is yours. I will become yours. Make the masjid abad. Make the masjid abad. Link and attach your lives to the masjid. This call of our elders of abadi of masjid is not something to be taken lightly. This is the marham, this is the solace, this is the solution to whatever problems is facing the ummah throughout the world. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, my respected brothers. This is the blessed month of Ramadan. Now is the time to make decision. We felt the sweetness of spending time in the masjid. Little bit of habit has come. Let it not be the hilal of Eid recited and we revert to what we were doing before. But let us keep this attachment with the masjid. Our shab guzari takes place, our ingash, our outgash, the daily fikr in the masjid, the halqa of ta'aleem, the brothers sitting and making fikr in the masjid. Let us link and attach ourselves with this. All of us will try and do this inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah.
See brothers, just a few announcements. As Maulana has explained, and also has Hazrat Maulana also explained about the importance of the masjid. And the Shab Guzari is taking place. The Shab Guzari takes place every Friday, my dear brothers. It is our weekly istima that takes place. And we appeal to all the brothers, inshallah, that we should try to come every Friday from Asr up to Saturday Ishraq time, inshallah. When we come here, we find that there are jamaats from all over the world. So we'll be able to benefit from them also. Last week, we had the neighbors of Baytullah. There was a jamaat from Makkah Mukarramah. This week, alhamdulillah, we got the neighbors of Masjid al-Aqsa, alhamdulillah. Next week also, inshallah, the neighbors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be here, inshallah. The jamaat from Madinah Munawwar will be here, inshallah. So like this, jamaats are coming every week, my dear brothers. So we are appealing to all our satis, those brothers who are in itikaf also, those that are making nafil itikaf also, although we will not be able to make the sunnat itikaf after Ramadan, but every Friday night when we come here, we can make the niyat of nafil itikaf and benefit from the jamaats also that are coming also, my dear brothers. Also, we find that jamaats are going out from our country. figure has been made also that the Jamaat will be going to Medina, there will be Jamaats going to Indonesia, there will be Jamaats going to Australia also like this, my dear brothers. And also while we are here in the masjid, my dear brothers, each person is responsible for his iman and his saman. We should keep our valuables in such a way that it is not exposed and tempts our brother to get into sin, my dear brothers. Inshallah, at 9:15 there will be a mashura regarding the fikr also, inshallah. Sari ending time is 5:15 and the feeding will begin from 4:15. So those brothers who are in the sunnat itikaf will be fed on that side. So we appeal to the brothers, inshallah, who are doing nafil itikaf. This area here, inshallah, brothers will be fed over here, inshallah. So to make it easy, we are requesting the brothers, inshallah, those that are in nafil itikaf, to be fed in this area and should not go into the area where the brothers were making the sunnat itikaf, inshallah. And also, inshallah, there will be a bayan after Fajr namaz, inshallah. And on Sunday also, inshallah, mashura will take place at 6:30. With the same fikr, with the same worry, my dear brothers. And how we can connect ourselves to this fikr, my dear brothers, that how each and every person can be saved from the fire of Jahannam, that very last person that's going to come up to the day of Qiyamah, that fikr and worry and concern is our fikr and worry and concern. So these shab guzaris, these mashuras, etc., is with the same fikr, my dear brothers. So we are appealing to all the satis. Ji, jazakallah. Ji, go on, chal.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله على نيته وسره اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك يوم القيامة جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إن ذنوبنا قد عظمت وجلت عن الصفة ولكنها صغيرة في جنب عفوك فاعف عنا وارحمنا يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنك تسمع كلامنا وترى مكاننا وتعلم سرنا وعلانيتنا ولا يخفى عليك شيء من أمرنا نحن البائسين الفقراء المستغيثين المستجيرين الوجلين المشفقين المقرين المعترفين بذنوبنا نسألك مسألة المساكين ونبتهل إليك ابتهال المذنب الذليل وندعوك دعاء الخائف الضرير دعاء من خضعت لك رقبته وذل لك جسمه ورغم لك أنفه وفاضت لك عبرته اللهم لا تجعلنا بدعائك شقيا وكلنا رؤوفا رحيما يا خير المسؤولين ويا خير المعطين اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد الإنس والجان اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية اللهم أخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبهم الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين اللهم أخرجنا في سبيلك في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها لإعلاء كلمتك ولنشر دينك عاجلا غير آجل يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وبالبصيرة يا رب العالمين اللهم خذ بناصيتنا للبر والتقوى وعذنا من شر الشيطان وشركه يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم
Allahumma, Allahumma taqabbal minna salatana wa siyamana wa qiyamana wa ruku'ana wa sujudana wa tilawatana wa jami'a amalina. Allahumma ja'alha kullaha khalisatan liwajhika al-kareem. Allahumma ja'alna mimman sama al-shahr wa istakmal al-ajr wa adraka laylat al-qadr wa faza bi thawabi wal-ajr. Allahumma ja'alna min watakai shahri ramadhan wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi khalqih sayyidina wa mutahana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah.